It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. This week, we're catching up with a local player in the minor pro ranks. Fairview's Kenton Helgeson currently plays for the Rapid City Rush of the ECHL. We asked him about how the season has gone for him and his team.
It's been pretty good. We've been showing some good signs of playing some good hockey, and then we're playing at about 500 right now, but lately we've been winning a lot more games, so things have been leading towards the better side of things, and we're starting to play a pretty good game together, so things are looking up.
Now, you've played quite a bit in the ECHL over the last few years, I believe over 130 or some odd games or so. What's kind of the, I guess, style of play like in the ECHL for those who may not be super familiar with that league?
It's pretty quick. There's definitely... I think that's a lot tougher game than what it was. Better to compare it to my junior days in Calgary. There's some big guys on every team, and things can get pretty rough from time to time. But for the most part, it's an up and back game. There's different teams have different styles. There's some teams who hit a lot more than others. It can be a pretty physical game, and there's some teams that play a pretty good skill game. But for the most part, it's a balance of both of those things.
Now, the team you play for there is located in Rapid City, South Dakota. Now, it's a city I actually visited once several years ago. I quite liked it down there, but I don't think too many other people in the Peace region are familiar with that area. So why don't you get to tell us a little bit about the community around there?
The community is great. It's got, like, that small-town feel, so it kind of makes me feel back at home, which is really nice. And I haven't ventured out too far. I guess the main tourist attraction here would be Mount Rushmore. I haven't been this year, but I went a few years back when I was playing for another team in town here, and it's pretty good. The community loves hockey here. We're kind of the main show in town, I think, so it's pretty cool. And the weather's a little warmer than back home, which is nice, but we still get that kind of winter feel, so it's nice.
Well, speaking of home for you, as we mentioned earlier, you're originally from Fairview. I guess when you were growing up in that area, what were kind of some of your big hockey influences in the community there?
There was, I remember growing up watching the Fairview Kings junior hockey there, so watching them, and I had some family members playing on the team, and just watching them, and when I grew up, that's kind of what I wanted to do, and I was a rink rat, I guess, and it can get me off the ice, so just watching those guys, I thought it was pretty cool, and just pretty much the main... I think it's definitely my dad. He kind of pushed me, and definitely grateful for that.
And we know sometimes hockey players out there, you know, especially when they're kind of getting ready for games, they get some just be kind of creatures of habit. You know, they have a specific routine they got to go through before every game. Now, when it comes to you, what's kind of the, I guess, pregame routine that you tend to go through before every game?
Pretty simple. I kind of like to lay low and keep things somewhat loose. I guess the only really different routine that I have is I get dressed the same every time. But other than that, I kind of just lay low and kind of get ready for the game and try not to get too caught up in it. Just kind of keep things loose until it's time for puck drop and then ready to go.
Here in our region, most teams and leagues will be playing their last games before Christmas this week. In the NWJHL, the North Peace Navigators and Fairview Flyers will have two home games this week before going on their breaks. The Flyers will face the Grand Prairie Kings on Friday and the Sexsmith Vipers on Saturday, while the Navs will have a two-game set with the Fort St. John Huskies on Saturday and Sunday. Looking at the Peace River teams in the Northern Alberta Hockey League, the U-13 Colts will be at home against Fort St. John on Saturday afternoon before going to Grand Prairie on Sunday. U-15 Seavers will be on the road Friday night in Grand Prairie before playing at home on Saturday against Whitecourt. And the U-18 Royals played home on Saturday against Northeast BC. And after this weekend, all those teams will be off until after Christmas. The High Prairie Red Wings of the GMHL have two games left before their holiday break. They'll be on the road on Friday night in Enoch before playing at home on Saturday against Fox Creek. And the AJHL's Grand Prairie Storm will have a four-game road trip through the South Division this week. Play the Canmore Eagles tonight, the Okotoks Oilers on Thursday, the Black Falls Bulldogs on Saturday, and the Camrose Kodiaks on Sunday. Next home game will be on New Year's Eve against Fort McMurray. That's a River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control feels just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.